All week heading into last week's game against the Washington Redskins, we talked about how aggressive the Redskins defense was and how often they blitzed. The Redskins blitzed the Vikings 15 times on passing attempts, but the Vikings were ready to handle it. You have to credit the offensive line, the running backs, and the tight ends for doing a good job in pass protection. The Vikings did not allow a sack against five man or more pressures. Very good job by those guys in protection. We're going to show you a couple plays here where the Vikings did a great job picking up that Redskins blitz. The first play comes on the very first play of the game. The Vikings deciding they want to take a shot deep against the Redskins to open things up. And the reason they were able to do it was because of great pass protection against the blitz. The Redskins set it up with a five-man front, so it looks like they're going to bring five-man pressure here, and they do, but it doesn't come from the five you'd expect. They're actually going to drop this end in coverage, and they're going to send safety Brandon Merriweather after quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. The Vikings, though, do a great job of picking it up. You're going to see a play-action fake here at the snap from Bridgewater to McKinnon. Rhett Ellison is sliding this way. He's search-blocking, thinking this end is going to come off the edge. He does not, because the Redskins send the safety instead. The good news for the Vikings is Jerick McKinnon, very aware of it. Great job of picking up Merriweather right there and giving Teddy Bridgewater space to step up into the pocket and make the throw. Now, unfortunately, we were not able to connect on this pass, but if we would have been, it would have been big time credit to Jerick McKinnon. We'll go back to the start of the play. There's McKinnon on the opposite side of the blitz, takes the play action fake, finds the blitzing defender, picks him up, and gives Bridgewater time to throw. Great job by a rookie running back against a very exotic Jim Haslett-led Redskins defense. The next play is another blitz from the Redskins secondary. It's going to come from the right side of the screen right here. You're going to see at the snap, Redskins safety Brandon Merriweather again and their nickel corner EJ Biggers are both going to come off the edge. A great job on the Vikings' left side by left tackle Matt Khalil picking up the outside blitzer, and then Matt Asiata in the backfield this time, not McKinnon. This time it's Asiata. He's going to pick up the safety, Merriweather, to provide Teddy Bridgewater a little bit of time to throw. Bridgewater, a nice clean pocket, which he had most of the day. He steps up and hits Chase Ford on the boundary. You also have to credit the Vikings, the middle of the offensive line, Charlie Johnson, John Sullivan, and Joe Berger do a nice job of picking up the middle pressure. But again, two blitzing Redskins defenders here from the secondary, a nickel corner and a safety coming, and the Vikings do a great job of picking it up. The pass protection, very good in Sunday's win over the Redskins. We did give up two sacks, but against a Redskins defense that blitzes a lot, that's pretty good work by the Vikings offensive line. Vikings offensive line also did a good job run blocking. In the second half of the game, we rushed for 86 yards. We rushed for 100 yards the whole game. 86 came in the second half, so the offensive line really got things going. The first play we're going to show you is a 15-yard rush by Jerick McKinnon off the left side. And what you're going to see from the end zone view here is a great job by the left side of the Vikings offensive line. You're going to see Charlie Johnson collapses down on the nose tackle. He's going to help John Sullivan there. And then Matt Khalil is going to create an edge right here for McKinnon to follow. Matt Khalil does a great job of closing in on a defensive lineman as well. McKinnon does the rest. He outruns the middle linebacker and picks up 15 yards, gets down to the 10-yard line. So Norv Turner, our play caller, definitely sensing the Vikings are in a rhythm here on the ground. This is the very next play by the Vikings. You're going to see a similar look. This time, though, the Vikings are going to run it to the right side, and you're going to watch Phil Lowell does a good job of creating the edge here. You have right guard Joe Berger who crashes down as well, and McKinnon does the rest. Gives the middle linebacker a little bit of a shake, gets down to the 1 yard line. But this is Phil Lodeholt's strength, our right tackle. His strength is run blocking. He is a mauler, and he does a great job here of collapsing the Redskins defensive line and creating an edge. McKinnon stays close to that edge right along the hash and gets down to the goal line. Once again, Norv Turner sensing that we're in a groove. He calls a rushing play here to Matt Asiata for the touchdown. And this is the Vikings calling an extra offensive lineman here. You're going to see Mike Harris, number 79, an extra lineman. He comes in on the right side. He's going to team with Phil Lodeholt. They're going to collapse on the Redskins defensive line right here. You're going to see Rhett Ellison, who comes down on the defensive end, and then Jerome Felton is going to lead block and cause problems for safety Brandon Merriweather. and that allows Asiata to do the rest. He scores a touchdown. A lot of things to like from the Vikings offense in the second half of the victory over the Redskins. We scored 22 points. Matt Asiata had 3 touchdowns. Teddy Bridgewater led another come-from-behind victory, but all of that was made possible because of a physical, dominating Vikings offensive line who really got going in the second half. Hopefully, we can see that kind of play from them in the second half of the season, and maybe we can make a run.